This is MSO News Sports. We are joined by St. Mary's girls basketball coach and athletic director Jeff Newhall. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for coming back with us.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, you're back in the state championship game. And Jeff, give me the so-called elevator pitch for St. Mary's basketball. In other words, what's the quick summary look at this team for this edition of the Spartans?
Just a hard-working group, really at this point playing well in all facets of the game. But, you know, we've had some great contributions around from a number of different people, but we have three tremendous seniors, and they've had great seasons, and we're hoping to finish it off the right way on Saturday.
How about tell us about the regular season matchups with Bishop Fenwick?
The first time we played over there, we got off to a good start, and then they came right back at us in the second quarter. I want to say it was 4 or 5 at halftime, and then we went on a big run in the third quarter and pulled away from them there. And then here we got off to a huge start. I don't know exactly the number. And then, they didn't really recover from that, which is fine. We were in our home court. It was senior night. We had a lot of things going in our favor on that night, and we just got off to a tremendous start, and then, you know, we finished that off. So we played well in both of those games, but, you know, as I just told them at the end of practice, neither of those games mean anything now.
Yeah, it's always tough when you face that opponent for the third time in the season. You don't want those upsets or whatever can happen in those third games happen to St. Mary's for you guys. Jeff, tell me about maybe a most improved player and as well as a most improved area of the game for St. Mary's basketball.
Yeah, from a player standpoint, I would say it's, Reese Metella and Bella Rowumi, our other two starters. Bella was a starter last year in seventh grade, but, you know, she played a little bit, I mean, obviously way ahead of her age, but, you know, I think she was adjusting to a few things throughout the course of the year and wasn't as big as she is now. This year she's become a league all-star. She is at times the most important player on the court at both ends of the floor. So she's been huge. And then Reese Metella in the middle has just been – she didn't play much at all last year as a freshman, and this year as a sophomore has just found her way at both ends of the court. And, last night would be a great example of that. Is she was second leading scorer with 15 points in a state tournament Final Four game, which she didn't really play a year ago. So she's come a long way this year as well.
You know, maybe just tell our listeners. So in order to win, you got to score points, you got to defend, you got to rebound, you got to create assists. So you know the numbers because you know your stats. So when you look at the numbers, maybe you do. Yeah, you know you do. I'm just kidding you. But, what do players have to be doing for you to win?
So, in terms of the team improvement, I just think our decision-making from day one to now with the ball in our hands has just been our biggest improvement. And I think if you look at our stats, it's an unselfish team that spreads around the scoring. And I think if you look at our three seniors, one number to me that stands out and is just proof in the pudding of how they play is all three of them have 1,000 points. And that does not happen if someone's selfish or you're not playing team basketball, because usually you might have one. Some good teams have two, but three is really unheard of. And I think it just speaks to sharing the ball. I mean, Naya's our leading scorer, I think, at about 17.5. And then we have five other people who are averaging between 7.5 and 15.5. So we've gotten good spread around scoring, but I think our decision-making has been key to that really coming to light.
Yeah. Finally, how do you see the matchup with Fenwick? In other words, what is the – obviously Cecilia Kay is the big thing, the big player to stop for Fenwick.
Yeah, and I mean we've had trouble stopping her. I mean I think everybody does. So that's – anytime you're playing a team that has a player like that, that is a huge concern of ours. Trying to figure out a way to stop her is a waste of time because it's just not going to happen. Trying to make them work a little bit harder to get her the ball or have her work harder for her points, that would kind of be the goal. But, I think there's a lot of X factors in the game. She being, just a tremendous player. But they got some other kids that are really good basketball players, play really, really hard. And, there's the rivalry thing. There's the three times in a row, all those things that I think, to me, are kind of working in their favor. And we need to understand those factors going into the game and come out like we have the whole tournament, really, with a lot of energy.
Finally, I actually said that word earlier, but, Jeff, you've been around this game now a lot, this championship game. So what's the same about this St. Mary Spartans girls team this year, and how are you approaching it, the same or differently, with all this experience that you've had bringing teams to this championship game?
Yeah, I mean, you get to this point, it's let's face it, there's no experience, like real game experience, and we've been in those games quite a bit, so I think we're pretty confident in our approach to the game and how we're going to handle the game, and the kids have played in a lot of big games, and we've played probably one of the toughest schedules in the state to prepare us for now. So, you know, but once the game goes, it's the state championship game, once that ball goes up and the nerves and all that stuff, I mean, you can be prepared, but some stuff is just natural to be a little bit nervous. But, you know, I think the kids, the coaches, we've played and coached in some big games, but, you know, it's always the next big game is the biggest one, and that happens to be the state championship against Bishop Fenwick. And so I think it's great for our league, and it's great for the two schools to be in this situation.
Jeff, thanks for your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate it.
That's St. Mary's athletic director and girls basketball coach Jeff Newhall here on MSO Newsports.com.